Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a theory as it relates to dating, and I've never heard it described that way, this way. It's called the lamp theory. But if you compare it to your own experiences, it makes a lot of sense. And this is to explain why a lot of people are saying dating, especially if you're back in the dating pool at a slightly later age than, say, 20, 21, 22, or if you just haven't gotten out of the dating pool or whatever, why it seems like it's so much more complicated than what people think it should be.
Yeah.
Finding a good partner is like finding a good lamp. When you're furnishing your first apartment, you don't really have that many standards for the lamp besides provides light and doesn't cost too much. You'll probably buy the first one you see. Fast forward though, if you spend 10 years curating an aesthetic, building your house, now it really does matter what the lamp looks like. There's a lot more in your life and in your home that can clash with it. You might really have trouble just taking one off the shelf, and that's what it's like to date as you get older. You're trying to find someone more successful than yourself, which just gets harder the higher and higher up you go.
Sure.
That makes sense though. Yeah. Like the comparison, it's a good metaphor because at first, yeah, I'll take that torchlight I got from Target for $9.99 in the corner. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then you get a little older and you have some things you're like, nah, I want that one that's like sort of industrial.
Yeah, it's fine. It works, but I don't love it. It doesn't bring me joy.
I think I need to start looking at people's lamps to know if they're a red flag or not.
You think?
Yeah, I have
you
an
think
ex.
If they're careless with their lamps, they might be careless
well,
with their
Well, if their lamps are ugly as hell, like I have an ex who's like a lot of his lamps were dead animals and I felt like I was living in a Cabela's.
All right. And I mean, that's, yeah. That's
I look back on that
to
now.
Each their own.
Also,
yeah.
Those get really dusty and that's weird.
And they're hard. Yeah, they're hard to remove dust from.
Yeah.
So like, was it like a porcupine on its hind legs with a lamppost coming out of its mouth?
Pretty much.
What?
I think one was a raccoon.
Another
one was a duck.
Red flag.
I also had another ex who had two of the ugliest lamps I've ever seen. They were like golf bags.
I loved those.
You did love those. But you love golf.
Yeah.
And I don't love golf. And then
bags,
he also had one of those Grey Goose lamps that everybody has when they're like 20.
Oh, yeah, when you're in college.
Too many liquor bottles.
You're supposed to get rid of those about the same time you stop having milk crates as end tables.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so I think I got to start judging based off of lamps.
That might be a good choice.
I mean, it's not a bad way to go.
Yeah, are your lamps fine?
I don't know. I got a lot of hanging, like boho style, like.
Like a lot of stuff with tassels
and
jewels.
Do you have beads in any doorways in your house?
No, but I want them.
I
love beads.
I don't know why. Just when you said that about the lamps, I'm like, every doorway has beads hanging.
I want them in my room. I love that like beaded noise that happens when you walk through them.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Mm. Yeah.
I also took all the doors off my closets and I don't regret it, but I don't care for it. I need some.
Sounds like regret.
Yeah, that sounds like
put it back on.
It. Yeah,
I can't. I don't have enough space in my house. The doors, the way they open.
Oh, I see.
I got my closets redone.
Oh, okay.
By a client that I really do like. But putting the doors back on, they either open into
doors?
The bedroom, which takes up a lot of space, and my house is 100 something years old, so my rooms are.
You need like pocket doors or beads.
Beads.
Sounds like you need beads.
Yeah. Beads are.
No,
the
don't
answer.
Do beads.
Yeah,
no,
not for beaded doors.
Not for a closet, for sure. It's one thing to like walk through a beaded door, but if you're trying to get something out of a closet and you're constantly trying to bat beads away, I think you'd hate your life.
But
take it from a former bead doorman.
You had beads
you
on your door?
Yeah, bead doorman?
In college when you're dumb, not when I'm 38.
Hey.
Well,
you could be 38 and dumb, okay?
Yeah, prove it, Kelly.
True, true. It'll go great right next to your pheasant lamp.
That was not mine.
Yeah, okay. Well, whatever.
Right, whatever.
This is your pheasant lamp.
Pheasant lamp is poor taste. Beads can be cool. What if I beaded them off to the side like curtains?
Then it's pointless. It's not doing anything to cover what's in your closet.
But it
which
looks
was
boho
what?
Chic.
No.
Yeah.
It would just frame the garbage inside your closet.
Garbage? Look at these clothes.
Do your closets look good?
Hell yeah, they look good.
Then why do you miss your doors?
Yeah, if it's...
I don't... It just feels weird to have
I'm sure
an entryway that has hinges on it still.
Yeah, I'm sure it
but
does.
No door.
I see it.
What about
you?
Can take the
saying.
Hinges off.
I know.
Yeah,
you actually, they're so off. Painted on there. I can't.
Yeah. You gotta punch them a few times.
There are hundreds of years of paint over that.
It's gonna peel just all the way down the door frame.
And then we have to strip all the paint off of the trim.
Take so much lead with it.
At this point, those hinges are load bearing.
I know.
Right? You can't take them out.
Or keep them out. I trim up.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.